by USA. We're going to stick with you on this one. John Bennett trying to show a little bit of faith here in the fourth quarter, but is it too late?
Oh, no. No, no. Down by 12, 6:20 to go. They can make a run, and they're capable of making a run, too. What they've been trying to do, the hatches are, they're trying to go ahead and penetrate and then kick the ball back off the trays. And they're also getting some pretty plays on the inside with some really nice passes. So there's a nice little balance going on with the hatches right now. As far as USA Patriots are concerned, with a 12-point lead at home, this game seems to be under control. But I'm sure Coach Gainforth reminded them to go ahead and start keep attacking. And the hatches are for real, so respect them.
Jermell passes in, the Canarian shoots the three right off the mark, and it's rebounded actually by Ben Braden out by the left corner. Canarian now top of the key over to Jermell on the right wing, goes for the runner from the right side. This one's off the mark and rebounded by Jermell, the shortest man out there. Going against Ballard, brings in the rebound. Braden on the left wing dribbles in over to Canarian to the right wing. Jermell resets the offense into Braden in the right corner. Jermell, right wing, feeds it into Sutton. To the high post to Krug for the jump shot. This one's off the mark and rebound by Ballard. 5:45 left in the fourth quarter. Here comes USA leading by 12 points, 48-36. Over to Zach Kramer, and he double dribbled. That's going to be Badak's ball turnover for USA. Not what Mark Gainforth was looking for after that timeout.
No, lack of concentration. He was looking for a little bit more than that. Badak is playing a little bit more loose right now, and I think it's working for him.
Braden dribbles down the left lane, out to Krug, resets the offense to Jermell, who takes the three from the right wing. This one bounces three times off the rim and goes in for the 30. The lead now down to 9 for USA. Jermell with his second three of the night. He has 10 points altogether. Over to Seth Gangler from the left post, goes up with a shot, and the shot is good. Heard footsteps, but it went in, and anyway, he has 4 points. 50-39, Braden dribbles down the lane for the runner. It's a loose ball brought in by number 40, Gangler for USA, and we have a body foul against number 45 of Badak, Tanner Krug. That's going to be his fourth. And Badak's fifth of the second half. Ballard's going to be passing this in. Full court press coming from Badak. Passes into Peachy. Being guarded by Crew. Cross mid court to Kramer. Zach Kramer. Over to Peachy left wing. 4:48 left in the fourth. Kramer for three from the right wing. This one rims out. No good. Rebound by Ballard. Lunging for it. That one's no good. Rebound Gangler. Goes up for the shot. And this one's good. Offensive boards keeping the possession alive, and good things happen for Seth Gangler. Now with 6 points, 4 in the fourth, as Braden takes a three from the left wing, rims in and out, no good, and here comes USA. Stolen by Tanner Krug, Jermell for three from the top of the key, off the mark, rebound by Jermell, and 4:15 left the fourth quarter. Down to the baseline to Sutton, Bedeen double team, and Krug gets his hands in there, and it's rebound by Ballard, and it's still loose, and there's a whistle. Can be fouls against number 44 or 45. We can't tell yet.
I think it's 44. Badak.
So Will Sutton will take his first foul of the night, which is impressive, and the 16th foul. So from here on out, the USA was shooting at least one free throw. 4:08 left in the fourth quarter. It's 52-39. USA by 13. And Ben Braden steals the inbound pass. Canarian from the left corner for three. Off the mark. Rebound by Braden. And it's tipped out of bounds by Gangler on the hustle play. And Badak will get the ball right at half court on the far side of your radio. 3:58 to play in the fourth quarter.
Never over until it's over. Not this one.
Badak has scored 9 points in this fourth quarter. USA, 6. Braden dribbles into the lane for the runner. This one's no good. Rebound USA. 3:45 left in the fourth quarter. Rick, the point guard, top of the key. Over to Beachy, feeds it into Gangler at the left post, back out to Beachy. Dribbles into the lane, kicks it out to Kramer, down to Ballard for the jump shot off the baseline. This one's no good. Gets his own rebound, puts up the runner. It's nothing, and it goes out of bounds. Badak ball.
That was the first outside shot that our aircraft carrier took.
And Steyer goes to Ryder. The pattern is full. 3:20 left in the fourth quarter, 52-39. Braden with a jump shot from 12 feet. Goes no good. Gets his own rebound. Doesn't even have to move for it. Up to Trammell. Over to Canarian right wing. Trailing by 13 are the Hatchets. Now over to Tyler Labor. Back into the game. Dribbling top of the key. Nearly stolen by Beachy over to Canarian left wing. Now top of the key. Over to Sutton for the jump shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound Beachy. Here comes USA. 2:50 left in the fourth. Patriots leading by 13 points. Zach Kramer dribbling. Back up to Beachy. Being guarded by Canarian from 2 feet. Now over to Rick. To Beachy slowing things down, almost like they're putting it in an icebox here. Over to Rick, left corner.
And he had an open shot, Rick did, and he passed it by.
And we have a jump ball. Trammell got his hands on it when Rick picks his dribble up. And it is possession arrow in favor of the Hatchets.
If you're going to go ahead and move the ball around a little bit more, you have to show that you're attacking. And that time, the Patriots did not. Kind of like saying, please come out and defend me.
Braden passes over to Canarian, being guarded by Dangler on the left wing. Back in Trammell. All in the offense, though. Canarian now. Being guarded by Kramer, top of the key, dribbles into the lane. Goes for the runner. This one bounces around about four times and finally drops for Canarian. He has 12 points on the night. 52-41, 11-point game, 2 minutes to play. Over to Beachy. On the right wing, back out to Rick. Now Trammell comes out to meet him. Beachy, top of the key.
102 minutes right now.
Minute 52 left in the fourth. And Dan Rick steps on the line, being guarded by two Hatchets. And it's another turnover for the Patriots. Ben Brainerd will be passing this in right in front of us on the near sideline. Right to left across the radio are the Hatchets in their blue uniforms with their maize sides. And we have a kick ball. Trammell tried to feed the pass down to the baseline to Labor. Instead, it was kicked by Beachy. Back the ball underneath their own hoop. Minute 45 left in the fourth. They trail USA by 11 as Grant Harris now checks in for USA, replacing Zach Kramer. Grant Harris, key to the transition offense.
If the Hatchets are going to make a move, they have to do it without the dribble.
Braden passes into Canarian, over to Braden to the corner, dribbles twice, picks it back up. Canarian now feeds it into Will Sutton, top of the key. Excuse me, at the high post. Canarian for three from the top of the key. This one's good. Canarian now with 15 points, brings it within 8 points. 52-44, USA with a minute 25 left in the fourth. And it's stolen by Canarian. There's a loose ball still in the mid. And it's picked up by Will Sutton now into the hands of Canarian. Minute 15 left. Over to Braden, left wing. Baddox trying to get one last push here. Trailing by 8 points, the closest they've been all of the half. And Trammell dribbling. And they call a foul on USA's number 30, Grant Harris. That's going to be USA's sixth foul. So from here on out, we will have free throws from both sides. We have a full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school basketball. USA 52, Baddox 44. Minute 9 left.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Mike McNeil. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Minute 9 remains in the fourth quarter. USA leading by 8 points, 52-44. However, in this fourth quarter, USA only has scored 6 points compared to Baddox's 14. John, what are your thoughts?
Well, right now the Hatchets are going to have to go ahead and score quickly.
Braden passes into Trammell, top of the key, dribbles to his right wing, over to Labor. Now almost going like a little bit of a weave. He feeds it into the bottom low post, and Ballard actually steals it and here comes USA. Less than a minute to play, 55.